Atletico Ottawa defeated Vancouver FC 1-0 at TD Place on Saturday, August 31, to remain within 2 points of first-place Forge. It didn't take long for Atletico Ottawa to get what would be the winning goal, as Ilias Iliadis opened the scoring for the hosts inside 2 minutes, as he curled the ball directly into the net off a corner kick for an Olympico, his second such goal in the last 3 games. Ottawa nearly doubled their lead in the 55th minute, as Ali Bassett stepped up to take a penalty won by Abubakar Sissoko, but his spot kick attempt was saved by Vancouver's Callum Irving. It was the seventh time VFC were held scoreless in 21 corporal games this season, meaning they've been shut out an average of once every 3 games, despite scoring an average of 1.85 goals per game in the 14 games they've found the net in. That first goal, it was a kindergarten error, Vancouver's head coach, Afshin Goatby, said. It was 100% our problem, it wasn't a great corner, so I don't know what happened on that play, we were in the wrong position and we reacted the wrong way. When the other team is playing in a block of 3 central defenders and then with another 3 good, defensive players, in midfield, that's a wall of 6 players, centrally. Goatby explained, there's no space, in the middle. So you have to look for space out wide, as the side of the midfield will always be free, and if you can get to those spaces quickly and then create 2v1s in the side channels, then that's where the opportunities will come from. I was disappointed that we didn't find those gaps in the first half, but in the second half I thought that we did a little bit better, and we can still improve in that part. Vancouver will return home to host York United at Willoughby Community Park on Friday, September 6 at 7 p.m. Read also. Video. New player wins for Vancouver FC. Read also. Video. Vancouver FC fall to Forge.